Good morning. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, face-to-face organization helping those living with HIV. I'm here with Sarah Brewer, Executive Director, and Gary Saperstein, Development Director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about face-to-face.
Sure. Yeah, so we're a community-based organization. We're located in Santa Rosa, but we serve all of Sonoma County. We started, it's very grassroots, in 1983 as a response to the AIDS crisis. So a lot of folks were dying, and there was a huge stigma around AIDS, and so people came together to care for people who were dying and help them transition comfortably, basically, as they could. Mm. And over the years, the organization has continued to evolve. We still provide case management for over 500 people living with HIV, as well as housing services. We offer financial support for housing. We also do benefits counseling for people living with HIV and just general support, helping them stay engaged in care. And then we also provide prevention, so keeping people negative. We do that by providing drop-in HIV testing. We do outreach testing as well. We also have a syringe service program. So for people who use drugs, they can come in and bring their used equipment and they can leave with clean equipment. This is all free. And then part of the benefit of that too is that it helps keep the streets clean. We're in the middle of an opioid epidemic and a meth epidemic, so this is a really important component of that, and also provide overdose prevention as well. And then additionally, we link people to PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is the pill taken once a day that can keep people HIV negative. So doing lots of work, lots of in-house, lots of outreach, but doing our part to end HIV in Sonoma County.
Right, because that is the mission, is to end HIV in Sonoma County, and that's really what we're working towards. And it really is amazing to know from where we started 35 years ago now to where we are today. Is it's a great thing, but there's still so much work that needs to be done. I mean, a lot of people always think that HIV, oh, it's over, it's done, we don't have to think about or worry about that anymore. But the truth of the matter is it's not over. And even though, thank God, we're in a much better place than we were 25, 30 years ago, but still there's so much work to be done that even involves education. And so it's great that the agency has evolved with where we're at. And so we still play such a vital role here in Sonoma County.
Yeah, we're seeing some interesting trends because we've made incredible strides nationally and locally in huge decline. So for a while, actually early on in the epidemic, Sonoma County had the highest rural prevalence in the country, mm-hmm. which is amazing. I mean, a lot of that had to do with the proximity to San Francisco. And now we're down to, well, this year it's 19 infections, which is incredible.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's about 1,600 people living with HIV. But what we're seeing is a huge uptick in diagnoses in people under the age of 30. So here's a generation of people who don't remember the AIDS crisis, right?
And they don't know anything about it at all because they didn't live through it. Mm-hmm.
And they've always had access to treatment. So it doesn't have that same fear to it. But what we're finding now in Sonoma County, interestingly, is half the people that when they got their HIV diagnosis this year also were diagnosed with AIDS, which means they've had HIV for a long time and it progressed in their bodies and they didn't know that they had it or even thought that they were afraid to get tested.
How can people reach out to get these services and find out more information?
Well, of course, they can come to our offices, which is 873 2nd Street in Santa Rosa. And we're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And one of the most important aspects, of course, is that in order to do the work that we do, we need funding. Government funding seems to go down, gets less and less every year. So part of my entire role is really about developing ways that we can raise the funds to do the work that we do. So, you know, we do have three fundraising events throughout the year. In June, we have our Beer Fest, the big one, which takes place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Then we have our Art for Life event, which is taking place. This year was the 32nd annual Art for Life, and that takes place at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. And then we have the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, who we are truly thankful for and grateful for, who have been coming up to Sonoma County now. This year was their 29th performance. Through the year, you know, we need donations. And the easiest way to do that, you can go right to our website at f2f.org, and there's a button you can click on to donate now, and so easy.
Fantastic. Well, Sarah, Gary, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.